Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 2, we were taught that we should never allow our love for someone to prevent us from serving the Lord. Let's continue with that subject today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
When the earth shall crumble, I will plant my feet on this firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
You know, I find it interesting. We see in Revelation, I think three times Jesus said, we see that he wipes all tears from their eyes. But it's not till Revelation 21:4 that he says, there shall be no more crying. I think that after they've seen the judgment seat of Christ and people they could have witnessed to, at least given a tract to, and they never did, and those looking straight at those people, and those people looking at them as they're being cast into that eternal lake of fire, there's going to be tears in their eyes. There are tears in their eyes when they were not faithful to God's house and set a bad example for their children, and their children said, well, it's not important to them, it must not be important. If they'll stay at home because my sister's coming from wherever, my brother's come from this place, my parents are coming from here, and we're just going to spend that time while they're here with them. Take them to church. If them won't go to church with you, just realize them are probably eating your groceries and eating up your electricity. Okay, so think of it as, yes, you love them, but don't allow your love for those friends take you from serving of the Lord. I've had in my lifetime, as a pastor, I've seen some people that have been taken home, some before they'd reached that 3 score and 10. You know, I kind of wonder, did the Lord take them for that, those things they did? And sometimes you had a good friendship with them at one time, and they got caught up in something. And that just doesn't happen to preachers. That happens to others as well. And so, we're looking for that coming, that blessed hope. But when you look at the rest of the verse, verse 13 here of Titus chapter 2, there's something else that's special here. Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, really, write this down. You go back to our website and write it down again if you don't think you got it all, or get others to listen to it as well and bring this up. But looking for, in its Greek grammar and definition, is to receive or take the spoiling of one's goods with joy. Something you're receiving, something you're taking, is with joy. For example, the crowns belong to Jesus. They are his. He has the keys of hell and of death. But he has taken all that Satan took from man. And he gives it to us. Now, you remember in Revelation chapter 4, they cast the crowns at his feet. So we are looking for what here is called the blessed hope. For you know, it is then we've received the crowns, whether it's for witnessing, whether it's for enduring, whether it's for finishing the course, whether it's for having fought a good fight and never surrendering to the flesh, or the culture, we endured. And live with that goal in mind. Stay true that you don't get off the course. Keep it in mind that Satan's going to try to get you off the course. It might be through people. It might be through trials. It might be through family. It may be via false accusation. It may be through being scorned. And on the list goes. But no. 1,000 times no. None of these things should get our eyes off of pressing toward the goal of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. They should never take us from pursuing Christ throughout our entire lifetime. God did not assign you or me to attack people by false accusation or other means because of the way they handled us. That is not up to us. That is God's work. Now, why, since the Greek is also in the continual tense, should we be looking for that blessed hope as we live our lives on this earth? Well, 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 through 3. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed on us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. See, when you're Christ-like, then we think of Jesus Christ when he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came into his own received him not. But it didn't stop him. But as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. He kept on, regardless of how the world treated him for who he was and what he did. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and all things were made by him. Without him was not anything made that was made. So he made all things. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. But we also find that men who received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even them that believe on his name, which were born, not of blood. You're not born a Christian. You never were born a Christian. That's why you got to be born again. You've got to receive Christ as your Savior. Which were born, not of blood, nor the will of the flesh. Oh, man, I just want to do it so badly. I want to be called a Christian. I want to be accepted as a Christian. Yeah, I want to do that. Well, it's good to want to be that, but it's not the way you work so hard for it, the will of the flesh. And so you're going to work for it. You're going to earn it. How many said, well, you know, I'm not that bad. I don't think God cares. Look, not the will of the flesh, nor the will of man. I'm telling you, well, you get to this, you do that, blah, blah, blah. And they have the cute little outlines they have to try to convince you that you can be sure of eternal life through this. No. The Bible tells us the way to heaven is only through Christ and Christ alone, through repentance and faith in him. So he says in verse 2 there of 1 John chapter 3, beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be like. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath his hope in him purifieth himself even as he is pure. If you really have this hope in your heart and life, then you're going to live a pure life, which means it's going to be separated from sin, separated from worldliness. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. 1 John chapter 2 tells us. And so, you purify yourself. You see, you're separated from the world, but you're also separated unto God. Now notice that phrase in verse 13. The great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, really, write this down. Please write this down and go back and listen to it. If you don't get it, if you don't have pencil and paper, go back to our website, get a pencil and paper, put up this sermon for today and listen to it, okay? Great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, is called in Greek a Greek couplet. That phrase is a Greek couplet. And this is the rule. This is the Greek grammar rule. A rule of Greek grammar that is true and is still true today. When there are two adjective nouns in one Greek couplet, they refer to the same subject or person. The adjective nouns are great God, and the other is Savior. Great God and Savior. The one then, to whom it is signed, this stature of great God and Savior, the one here is Jesus Christ. So, Jesus Christ is the great God and Savior. So our salvation is totally dependent upon Him. And so when people say, well, Jesus was a good man, but was not God, then they're calling this a lie. People say, well, no, Jesus was a God. Any religion that tells you that Jesus was only a God then is denying the Bible here when it says great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, because the rule of Greek grammar and a Greek couplet, his great God and Savior, refers to the same person, and that is Jesus Christ here, who is identified. And know that he is able. In Philippians chapter 3, verse 20 says, for our conversation, in this instance, it means citizenship, our conversation is in heaven. From whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now remember, He is the great God and Savior. Therefore, He is able to do these things. Remember, He arose from the dead. He can do it for us.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on His firm.